It's that real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky. Hey, I'm Jalen.
And I'm Jada.
Let's get it on.
And we out here in these streets.
Nigga. My nigga. Reading
rainbow.
You think it's a game?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. This episode, we're going to talk about our London experience. Jada and I went on study abroad with our graduating class, I guess, for the dance majors. And it's been 5 whole years. 5 years since we went, which is absolutely crazy because it feels like it could be yesterday.
Definitely.
In a bittersweet kind of way.
Not you being all sad, but it definitely was, you know, one of the best experiences of our life.
Yeah.
And if you ever have the opportunity to study abroad and get out of the country,
do it.
Go ahead and do that.
Period.
Do that.
Especially because a lot of programs, you're not paying more tuition. You're paying the same tuition that you were already going to pay if you were at school. So why not take the extra step and do that same thing out of the country? Like, if you're going to spend money, you know, spend money for the experience.
Yeah.
And everything will work itself out.
Because outside of school, it's real hard to make that experience happen.
Yeah, it is. Like, if you get stuck on, you know, other priorities, you getting out of the country, you going on a vacation, you know, it doesn't happen for a lot of people. So when you're handed an opportunity, like, take it.
Yeah. It's so weird. I'm trying to think about, like, how it all started.
London?
Like, yeah. Like, I know it was a program that was...
We were the first class to go on the program.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, Miriam just brought it up to us. So we were talking about it freshman year, and basically the head of our program, the director of the dance program, was talking about how she had something in the works and there was going to be a study abroad. Originally, I think they were talking about Germany or something like that, or the Netherlands. But it definitely wasn't London. And then sophomore year, she was like, I finally got it all together, and you all will be the first class to go on the specialized dance study abroad, along with, I think, fashion majors went. And there was another group, because it was a big group of guys.
Yeah, I wasn't paying too much attention to them, though.
Yeah. I only know the fashion majors went because one of our friends was there. So I know it was a fashion industry went. But anyways, that's how it started. And
we all jumped
was
on,
like,
that too.
Yeah, we we going.
It took some convincing for a couple other people, you know. It's
You're
different.
Right.
Not everybody has been away and everybody deals with that differently. But me personally, when I have the opportunity, I'm ready to go. Let's go. We
yeah.
out.
I was, and like, I'm know, going.
Yeah.
I'm broke, but I'm going.
I mean, that's exactly all our life, though.
Yeah, that's every day. I'm broke, but I'm going.
But, yeah, that was, you know, you got to get all your stuff in order, passports and all that other stuff. And, you know what was really crazy, though?
What?
Trying to find somebody to take the summit, the room from the summit.
Oh, yeah.
To fill the lease.
I forgot we had to do that. What did we do? How did we do that?
I don't remember. But it was...
I don't remember how we did that. Yeah, but that was crazy, too, because we had an actual apartment that year. So hold on. Let's start from the very beginning. what do they need to know to study abroad? Basically, you need to talk to your academic advisor, because you need to make sure that certain courses are offered abroad that you need to graduate. We lucked out because ours was major specific. So it was created so that the classes that we would need to take over the summer were being offered in London. And then you have to see about cost and tuition. They have a whole department for student affairs and students traveling abroad. And I think they had a seminar or a meeting that we all went to.
Yeah.
To talk about financial aid and all of your options. But it turns out that ours was covered under our tuition. The only thing we had to pull together was money for the flight, which I think it was like $1,000 for a round trip, because our two flights were so far apart. We were there for 3 months. It wasn't that expensive. And then you need at least $1,000 to $2,000 of spending money. I'm sure people who went had more, but that's all me and my family could scrape together. So it was so smooth. The only issue I had was that I had to travel by myself because I was the only one who didn't live in the area. So I'm from Baltimore. I got on the plane from BWI and it dropped me off in London. I had to take an Uber by myself and try to figure out where the house was that we had to meet. Mm-hmm. And that was a little like, I don't know why, but my ass was lost and I did not care.
You weren't like, the I was only just one like, that was lost.
Yeah, but they were. Some people were a little pissy about it.
Yeah,
you know?
I traveled with them, so I know. Because I had a lot of issues. I almost didn't make it to London, but that's a whole nother story for a different time. But yeah, so I lived in the area. We all left from Philly or New York. I can't remember. But we were all together. It was like 4 or 5 of us together. We had like a layover flight, so I wasn't too worried about it because I, you know, fly a lot by myself, but also I had a lot of people with me. But we got to London and just everybody seemed to have some kind of attitude, because I guess when you don't know where you are, you don't know where you're going, and you have 3 months worth of clothes and stuff,
yeah,
like, you get frustrated. But I was just so happy to just be in London, like,
yeah.
I was like, yo, I'm out here, like,
yeah,
everything was just so different, everything was so crisp, like,
mm-hmm.
People had a lot of attitudes, but me and Jalen had to step outside when we finally made it to the flat. We had to step outside and take a walk, and it was just, we were so fascinated by everything, like the flowers.
Yeah.
I think we stopped to get something to eat, and we got like, I can't remember. I got like lemonade, and it had bubbles in it. And I was like, "Oh my god!"
You were like, "Why does this taste like soda?" They got bubbled lemonade.
Everything was just so fascinating.
It's just, it's not that anything was like really new, but it's just the joy of like stepping into a new place in a new environment, which I know is scary or frightening, nerve wracking for some people. But experiencing new things brings up something new in you. Like, it's an opportunity to learn.
Right.
It's an opportunity for self-discovery. And I think that's what made us the most excited, because we was really, sophomore year was not a joke. It was not
a
game,
at all.
Okay? We was struggling, like, really bad. And so this, even though we were technically still in school, this definitely felt like a vacation, like a release, because we were no longer in Philly, and we were gonna have the opportunity to dance.
Yeah, it really was living the life we wanted to live.
Yeah,
you know, we were hanging out with our friends at the time. We were together living with our best friends, you know, and we were going out.
That living situation,
though. No. I love we're not going to add that. We're not going to add
No, but listen.
I love them.
And I was happy that we was together. But seven girls with two bathrooms was a hot ass mess.
Them baby bathrooms.
They were so tiny. But yeah, it was nice to be able to live with them. You're right. Because we were all also, really close.
It's just, you know, we were really close at the time, but we also, like, this was our schedule pretty much for, like, the first 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. We get up, get dressed, eat whatever. Well, we wouldn't eat in the house, but we get on the we get on the tube to then take a train to where we were going to be for the full day, and that's where we were dancing all day. Dancing, talking about dance, experimenting. This gave us a lot of time to actually work on our own projects mm-hmm. and stuff. And then after that was done, we come home, take a nice little community nap, eat, get dressed, go out to the club for the night, come back, go to sleep, and do it all over again. Like that's how we was living.
Literally, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like, it was not a game. Sometimes on Monday, depending on what they had going on. But we were dancing all day, hanging out at night, somehow still getting our work done. Like, I don't know. It felt like a really great community of just creating.
And still exploring. Because we had to go out for certain assignments, you know? Like, had to go out to a museum and see something and stuff like that.
Yeah, going to Tate Modern was so nice. It was huge. That museum was huge. And I remember they had someone playing the cello and someone playing the flute outside with the bubbles. I don't know. It's like bits and pieces. And I don't know if it's because we were in a new place that all I can remember is the good stuff. Even though I know we had some struggles while we were there.
Yeah.
But all I can remember is the good stuff. And coming back was so hard.
Yeah, we'll get into that though. We'll get into that. Let's talk about the happier times though.
So let's talk about the difference in culture. One thing that we were told that we noticed right off the bat was they don't talk like on the trains, on the public transportation. Mm-hmm. They don't talk. And it's weird for you to talk. But what did we do the second we got on there? So right off the bat, everybody was looking at us like, these freaking Americans, so shut up. We're like, you know, we're sophomores. We're having a good old time, just cracking up, unaware of our surroundings.
Yeah, people not holding on to the sides, and you're just flying down the...
Oh my gosh. That joke was funny. Like, what else culturally? Oh, are the clothes that we wore? So because we were dancing, we were like wearing sweatpants, leggings, but that's not really the everyday streetwear, street style in London. Everybody always had on jeans. Or some kind of like nice studio pant. And we were walking around in athletic wear all hours of the day. Like, it did not matter. Which we got some looks for that, I noticed. The food was different.
The waffles.
They were
for like the dessert.
Yeah,
the little dessert waffles with the. I'd be wanting that. They were so good.
What else was different?
We were 19 year olds, and we were able to, you know, just hop on in the club, get some drinks, no problem.
Oh, yeah. You know, that didn't register until right now. because we was a lit like bottle service, like,
yes,
that was big. And to go to a club and see a lot of people our age was really cool too, because the United States doesn't have teen clubs.
Their
which
clubs
I feel like
are,
they should I feel yeah. like they should, because then that'll help keep teens mm-hmm. out of adult situations if they're more involved with teens, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Their because clubs are just a whole nother
level. They be going out to
level.
The clubs. They like, be with the 25-year-olds.
It was a whole nother level. I have videos, and I was like, because they were playing, like, you know, they play the same music, but they're playing, like, a lot of 90s music. And in the video, I'm like, how they playing our music better than us?
Yeah.
Like, they had the playlist going.
But nobody was dancing. Hold on. They had the playlist going, but people weren't dancing unless they were drunk. So when we came, we didn't care what song was on. We was like killing it, like going off. They can't see me. I forgot. But we were like going off. So that was interesting for them to have such like a bomb DJ, and the DJ just hit after hit.
They have
after
some
after
great
hit.
Nightlife.
And then people not dancing. Like, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with y'all? But of course, you know, once you start to see other people dance, it makes you want to dance.
Yeah.
So it was always fun. Like, there was never a dull moment. And even when it was dry inside, we would come in and be lit and be loud and yeah. make it exciting, like, for us.
And I feel like, I don't know if this is true, but, like, it's a little different. I feel like we didn't have as many issues at those clubs as we do at the clubs at home, in terms of people trying to, you know how guys be. They just be yeah. all up on you. And then I gotta stop moving, like, please back up.
Please.
I feel like there weren't as many issues there. But no. I don't know. It's just like, I guess because they, you know, I don't know what it is. They're just doing it all the time, you know? They're just out there at the club having a good time.
Yeah.
It's not like, just what they do.
And
our
like
clubs
this could
like
just
that.
Be our experience, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm, maybe that's mm-hmm. not actually what it is, but when we were there, I had somebody pull up on me maybe once, but usually they come and they ask, like, you mm-hmm. know, like you're supposed to. I just attack people from behind, like, what the heck is wrong with you? But anyway, yeah, that was very interesting.
It made coming back home and turning 21 like nothing.
Yeah.
We were like, what the?
They were like, hell? I mean, it's lit.
This
I guess.
Ain't nothing. These clubs suck.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It doesn't. They don't compare. They do not compare. We had an amazing time. But it was very interesting. The place had a vast nightlife, a lot of like historical significance,
mm-hmm.
And a big presence of the arts all
yes.
in one area, which I think is what I liked the most. And it was well-rounded. So it wasn't just visual arts. To be honest, on every corner of London, there's like some kind of what are they called? Art gallery. There was some kind of art gallery, whether it was somebody selling something that they created or selling famous pieces of art. Like, there was an art gallery everywhere where you could just go in, look at some pieces, purchase some pieces. It's also home to two of the largest and oldest theaters, as far as like acting goes.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see a couple different famous companies that came through London too. I just think that's what entranced me the most, was that there was such a vast amount of knowledge to be had, and everybody seemed interested in the arts in a way that I haven't seen here. like, I feel like in America, you have to be in a specific bubble. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been all over the world, but growing up in Maryland, you have to be in a specific bubble. Philly has a big art scene, but it didn't feel the same.
I think you have to be, you have to know about it and understand it to be immersed in it, if that makes any sense.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're just walking around, then you're just walking around. But if you know the people and you know where to go, then you're a part. You can
but
be
that's
a part,
not how it felt mean. When we were in London. It felt like it was on the streets already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought that was dope. But all this being said, they're like a much older country than America is. America's a baby. Mm-hmm. And so maybe they've already been through this, that stage, and they're just on to something new. They're on to the next. Mm-hmm. Of like arts being important, all those things.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe. We're not there all the time, so we don't really know. But
we only had them 3 months, y'all. Them 3 months. Yeah.
The first section of being overseas when we were just dancing, though, I really enjoyed the dancing part of it. So we did, what was the first section of it? It was like we worked on our own stuff, kind of.
Choreography.
Yeah, yeah, we got time to do that. And then after that, are you
technique classes?
Yeah, we got to do a lot of
it was
of,
the technique classes for me.
I wish there was more opportunity to do more classes, though, because I wasn't able to do all the classes I wanted to do because the schedule got so full quickly.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it because there were people from different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just people, us from America and the people in London. Like, it was people from all parts of the world. And that's what I love so much, because
that's
it was
a
like,
melting pot. That's yeah, how you melt people.
Because it really shows how dance was universal.
Yeah.
You know, because in some, not one of the classes I took, it was like I can't even remember what the heck it's called. It was like something in theater or something, but there was like times where you're moving and you can't talk. Not that it would make a difference if you could or not, because you're dancing with somebody who speaks a completely different language. But y'all are understanding the movement together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And y'all are, we're easily able to just create something together without having to verbally speak, because we can't communicate that way because there's a barrier where there wasn't a barrier with the movement. And that was something that was really, really beautiful. I really enjoyed that.
Well said. so that brings me to our next thing. While I was over there, personally, I experienced a lot of people asking me where I was from. And then when I responded, America, it was like, no, 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 like, where are you from? Like, where's your family from? And I was, America? Baltimore? They're like, no, no, like your family, like, are your peoples from Barbados? Like, I don't know. I'm just black. See, in America, right. and then I have to go through the whole thing of we were stripped of knowing where our ancestors came from, stripped of our homeland culture, and basically I'm a mutt. There's so much in my blood because there's been so many generations of mixing with whatever that I don't know. I couldn't tell you even if I wanted to.
Have no idea.
Even if I got a DNA test, which I did, it was still unclear. It said you got this and 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 this. So I really became fascinated with what it means to have a culture and what the word culture represents, and how do we connect with each other. You know, when when things are vastly different between cultures, how do we connect? So that was a big piece of London for me. Like you said, being able to see all those people come together, seeing what a real melting pot looks like.
Yeah.
Even though our different, once again, our different, that's not what I meant to say. Our view could be different or skewed because we were there for a short amount of time. But what I saw was a lot of different cultures coming together and living peacefully among each other. That's what I saw. And it was something that it wasn't assimilation where you ask somebody if they're from somewhere and they tell you, but it was something that you could hear. It was something that was visual by the attire people wore and things like that. So just seeing that really for the first time on that scale just gave me, I don't know, it became like my primary interest is culture. Like, what is Black culture? Me as a Black woman, what does that mean? Like, how do I, how am I defined? What traditions do I have? What traditions do my family have? And so recently, I'm like, what's the difference between being Black in America and being Black in London? Because they're actually going through like a renaissance where they're doing a lot of Black voices, Black art and stuff. Because there are some people over there who feel the same as us over here. Like, it's like a silent dislike for Black and brown people and all those things. So I lost my train of thought, but but going to London definitely opened my eyes to what culture could be and how in America it wasn't important to me to know where I came from. But then I got there and I saw so many people with defined places of origin, like they could trace their family back, that it made me think about myself and how, you know, I connect to all of that.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, that's really cool though. Like, with my experience, I've picked up some like smaller little nuggets or whatever from my experience. Like I was talking about the one theater class. It was like a movement in theater or whatever. I really can't remember the name. I wish I did. But it's something that kind of made me have to step all the way outside of my comfort zone. Because it was like an acting thing, and it was a lot of improv and acting, but also movement. And I remember the instructor, saying this quote, and it really like stuck with me, and it kind of relates to a name for something I would do later down the line, and it also was incorporated itself into my a dance piece I did later that year, which was called Side of Serenity. And she was saying something, it's also annoying because I can't remember the exact quote word for word, but she was talking about how like we all might not be a pretty sight to see, like but we're all a site of construction because we're always, you know,
working
on ourselves and stuff like that. And that in itself is beautiful rather than just the focused outcome.
Yeah.
And that also, so that's where the title Site of Serenity came from. So it's site as in like construction site. And then serenity as in a place of peace and like contentment. So it's always searching or building that place. But there was a lot of beautiful things that came out of our work in not just the technique classes, but the choreography section as well. Like that's where I started working on my piece with the like connection between writing and kind of developing a story and stuff like that. But then we had other people who created some beautiful pieces, and it really gave us all times a chance to experiment on things. I know one person did this really beautiful piece that she ended up doing at the school with experimenting with like dancing on the wall because she was restricted because she hurt her ankle. But that turned out to be really beautiful too. And it just like, it was something that we were searching for at school to have that time to work and build and get feedback. Constructive feedback on how to develop things more or what to take out. We had time like that at school, but we didn't have time like that at school. Like there were classes for it, but it was also very, very, very structured. And then there's also free time, but then in that free time you have a monitor in the room there with you. You know, it's not completely as freeing as it was in London, you know, whereas you can just grab a couple people, go into a room, record, work on stuff, you know what I mean? It really gave us space to do such, and I haven't had space or time to do that since I've been there. It's really frustrating. But that's why London, I feel like that's part of the reason why London was so special to us, because we were literally living our dream, you know? Yeah. Like, we had the opportunity to create and dance, you know? Yes, we were out living life, but we also, our lives were in dance as well. And we got to do that.
Yeah, we were fully immersed.
And figure out what it was that dance meant to us. And we got to experience it within other cultures and the how it is universal and stuff like that without having to, I don't think we had to in that portion, without really having to sit down and write a paper about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Because that kind of takes sucks some of the stuff out of it.
I mean, don't get me started on them dang papers. Why do I have to do a written reflection after I've done dance for 3 nights in a row? Why? I'm tired.
I did one of those reflections, ended up hurting their feelings.
I didn't do half of them. Senior year? Senior year and one from junior year. Because I was like, ain't no reason. Y'all know who I am. Y'all can come talk to me if y'all want.
No, the last one I did, they were real hurt. I was like, I'm not getting the support that I need. I'm not getting this, I'm not getting that. I used to have it, but it's gone. Where did it go? And they were like, I'm so sorry you feel like this. I was like, well, you should be.
And then what did she do? Try and tell us we weren't going to graduate.
It's wild, it's wild. Whole different story.
Anyway. Yeah. Back to London. It's the bittersweet for me.
It is.
And like, we'll go back. To visit, but I think the main point of this is just go. Like, for anybody out there who got one foot in the door and they not quite sure, just go.
You'll never understand how beautiful the world is and how much it has to offer you until you step outside. There is so much more. America is so, like, small. We are so small. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different kind of air. And you don't have to go to London. Just go somewhere, you know? Just experience other. I want to go other places as well. And it's just nice to see other people and how other people live and interact and do this and that and how they, their foods and all that other stuff. Just experience it. That's what.
And
that's what
how you fit into the it's world, for. Too, changes. Which I think was really dope. And you can make friends. You can meet people who haven't grown up the way that you've grown up.
Yeah. It'd be a little confusing. Got me a London friend. Don't know what the hell she'd be talking about sometimes, but you know. it's important to experience other cultures so that you can understand other cultures, you know? If we were all meant to be the same, then we would be.
Correct.
You know?
That would be so dry.
It would be. Ugh. Very dry.
Extremely
That's why people
dry.
Be snatching stuff from other cultures anyway. But don't be out here snatching stuff. Just, you know, experience and appreciate.
So if you have the chance to go study abroad, just do it. If somebody is saying, hey, I'm going on this trip, would you like to come? If you can make it happen, do it. It's so important to go out and see different cultures and experience something that you don't experience every day and see how other people live and really make connections. Because making connections is how we understand each other, how we begin to relate. You know, seeing somebody else's culture and saying, oh, this is similar to mine, or this is different, but I find it beautiful even though it doesn't belong to me. That's how we create an understanding and begin to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you gotta be out here.
Right, right, right. So I'm gonna leave y'all with this question. Where y'all trying to go?
Hey, where are you trying to go? Jada, where are you trying to go next?
Trying to go?
What's next?
I've been trying to go to Australia for a minute.
Look.
Australia or Bali?
I'm down.
Both of them.
I'm trying to go to Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to go to Cuba.
Real I do
bad.
Need to. Gotta go to Spain. Play the Cheetah Girls. Jet like you mean it.
Gotta jet like you mean it. Really?
And then it's always been my dream to go to France. That's like my dream place. But that's for a special time, special moment. It'll happen when it happens. But y'all let us right, know where y'all. You want to go. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, let us know where you want to go.
Throw it in the Twitter. It's there. It's
yeah.
there.
Follow us on Twitter. Tweet at us. You know, I think that's how the kids do it. They tweet.
Not
so tweet kids. At us. Let us know where y'all trying to go next. If you've had any experiences overseas. And we out here.
We out here. Peace.